Welcome to Happy Neighbors. I'm Michael Sapp.
I'm Antonio Spilari.
And I'm Brandon Snyder.
I am Jacob Gibbs.
What's going on, guys?
Glad to be here.
Yeah. We all survived the storms, right?
Did we? Yeah.
We got lucky on that
Unless we're in Oz right now. We could be in some kind of other...
Hey, just click our... What is it? You have to click your feet three times or something like that?
Yeah.
Place like
Try
home?
It, Tony.
I'm not
clicking. See what happens.
Might disappear.
What if Tony just was gone? What would you do?
Or
later, Tony. If he did and he disappeared, would you try it? Or would you be like, no?
I know a few people I would like get them to try it.
Yeah. I see how it is. Now, what Oz are we talking about? We're talking about the Wicked Oz, or we're talking about
could be Return to Oz, you know, with the meme. Am I going to,
but am I going to the movie Wicked or the play Wicked Oz or
Wizard of Oz was a strange
1930
movie.
What was that movie? 1940 something Wizard of Oz?
I don't know. That thing's original. Dark. It's a that's yeah. a dark
See, where's
movie,
our
though.
Fact checker bot, Brandon? That's what I need
that's what
right
we need
there.
Right now.
Yeah. Is it a true story?
What?
Yeah,
that's the subtitle based on it.
Yeah, I could absolutely hear Tony saying that. You know, that's based off of a true story.
Oh my gosh,
because he did that actually
now,
before we started
Wizard
recording.
Oz, there was a bunch of things that were happening behind the scenes
because they copied that movie from Brazil.
Fact checker, is Nacho Libre based on a true story?
Yes, it is.
Nacho Libre is?
Yes.
That's what Tony's saying. Yeah.
Yes, Nacho Libre is based off a true story.
That even makes it even better.
Yeah. A priest down in Mexico took up wrestling to help out his orphanage.
And that's where fact ends?
Yeah, that's where they basically they got inspiration from the story.
So he didn't have a moped.
That's the story. That's the story I've been looking
for. That I don't know. Like, I don't know the details. If there was a partner named Mr. Skeleton.
Well, as fact checker, Tony, AI is taking you over. So
that's fine.
That role is now
robots. All the robots are going to take all the good jobs.
We're going to add in a robot fact checker. What would you name him?
Or Jarvis
or whoever.
Alfred.
Alfred?
Yeah, from like Batman.
I like Alfred.
Yeah. Homer. I name it Homer.
Homer.
Yeah, Homer. That's my
Homer.
But that's me a good story.
Yeah.
I'm going to start telling people I was wrestling to raise money for orphanages.
Yeah. For your neck. That's how you
that's how
broke your neck.
Yeah. Okay. I took one from the top rope or something.
I work. Now, I work with a
leg drawn from the top.
I work with a guy who's a wrestler.
Really?
Yeah. Where does he wrestle?
He used to wrestle out in like Dunnersville.
Yeah.
Yeah, around there.
Dude, I just don't know if I want to go get beat up for a hot dog and a Coke, man. And those people that's doing the backyard wrestling and stuff are getting way hurt.
How good is that hot dog though?
True. Is it all beef hot dog?
What if it's one of them little red ballparks? Mm. You know, on top of one of the little 89 cent or whatever.
Yeah. The red one. Guess it depends on how hungry you are.
Yeah.
Brandon, you a hot dog eater?
I do like hot dogs.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite brand?
No.
Do you have a favorite?
I do like beef.
Well, hold on. You like the beef? All beef?
Yeah.
Hot dog or like
old school?
Old school?
No, I like the beef.
My brother likes those Hebrew Nationals. Do y'all know those? Yeah, they're good. Good quality.
I'm not a big hot dog.
I guess
dog
it's kosher,
guy.
So you're not getting any pork in it, right?
Okay.
All beef.
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all, look, I can't believe y'all. Go to Walmart, get some Hebrew Nationals.
I don't think we have
He says he
I don't think we call it
everything.
Hebrew Nationals. I think it's called Nationals.
Huh?
Is it?
Yeah.
Nah.
We need a fact checker big time.
Yeah, we need it. I don't know how we've gone.
Do y'all
this
like
long.
Your hot dog burnt?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
crunchy.
I'm that guy. I'm not burnt.
Crisp.
A little bit of black on there.
I want
a crust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Real what do you get on there? What are you putting on there?
What
you got?
All the way.
What's all the way? Really? Well, hold on. All the way could be totally different things depending on what city you live in.
No, it's not. Name it.
Because if you go to Chicago, I'm not getting.
I'm not in Chicago.
Hold on.
You're not in Chicago.
If I'm in Chicago,
you're
I'm going to get a
Chicago.
Different type of hot dog than I do all the way than I do in New York. So every topping is going to be different.
Tony's back into his role playing. He's Tony in Chicago now.
See, I just like ketchup and mustard.
Yeah,
that's me. I'm just playing.
No relish.
No relish.
I'll do chili.
Chili
cheese.
Chili cheese.
Yeah.
Little onion. I can do that.
Oh, no. What about some Sneaky Pete sauce?
Hey, Sneaky Pete's got a good
never
hot
had
dog.
It. I ain't got a good hot dog.
Yep, I forgot about that.
Who said that?
Me.
Brandon?
Never had it.
A Sneaky Pete?
What's a Sneaky Pete?
Dang, Coleman used to have one years ago. There's one in Dodge City, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still, but they used to have a good hot dog.
So they do. So it's a hot dog?
Yeah.
It's a hot dog brand?
That's what they specialize.
Yeah, well, they're like a fast food
restaurant.
You know,
okay.
A chain. They used to be a chain.
Okay.
Kind of like a Subway kind of setup. They're in a store.
Yeah.
Like a.
Okay.
Yeah. So you go into
it's a like hot dog and you pick out what you want.
Or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. They have specials and all.
Yeah.
I forgot. We used to stop there and eat that in the morning sometimes. Yeah. Get a hot dog.
Sneaky Pete's.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not getting that in Chicago, Tony, probably.
No, but in Chicago, have you seen a Chicago dog?
Yeah. We used to.
It's got like onions, peppers, all kinds of. I mean, they pile it up and then like eat it.
Do you remember the guy on 278? Right here over by the Shell station.
Yes.
Used to have the hot dog thing. God, what was it called? Anyways, it's not there anymore. But yeah, he did Chicago style hot dogs.
Uh-huh. We had the one too on the south end.
Yeah.
What was that hot dog place
called? I don't know.
It was actually pretty good.
Yeah, there have been some good ones.
There's one on Smith Lake that's a pontoon boat that sells hot dogs and stuff.
Yeah.
And no lie, I thought they were kidding.
Yeah.
He's got an awesome setup, dude.
Really?
I mean, he's just right out there in front of the park floating around.
Yeah.
So you just pull up there, tie off to him. Tell him what you want. He cooks it.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh. I know what I'm doing this summer.
I'm serious. Like that?
I'm going to go. I'm going to get my buddy with a boat and be like, hey, let's go get some hot dogs.
He's reasonable. Very reasonable. Yeah.
Really?
I think like a drink and a hot dog and like chips or whatever and something else was like $6.
Get out of town.
Well, that's been a few years ago, but. He wasn't a ripoff by no means.
Yeah, that's right, Brent. He's like, that was 2003.
That was so 2003.
Now it's $25. Yeah.
That's a good idea, though.
There's not a lot of cheap stuff on the lake, so that's interesting to hear.
Yeah, that is true.
Drifters is pretty reasonable.
Drifters is reasonable.
Drifters.
Have y'all been out to Drifters?
I've not.
Mm-hmm. Dang, guys, y'all are missing out.
I don't get out much.
Sneaky Peaks, Drifters. Drifters is good. Yeah. I recommend the pork chop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agreed. And I don't typically get pork chop out, but
that's at Smith Lake?
Yeah. It's the Old Brothers on Smith Lake. Y'all remember it?
Yep. I do.
It's right there.
That's over towards the park too, ain't it?
Yeah. Right across from the park. Yeah,
have y'all been on Smith Lake in a while? Like last 10 years or so?
Last year. Yeah.
Okay. The big slide.
Yeah.
That somebody like personally owns.
I know it. Yeah.
Is that not awesome?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I've never seen somebody use it, though.
Well, I think they'll actually let you slide for like a couple bucks or something.
Oh, they charge you?
Yeah, I think that's right.
No, man.
I think you buy your tickets from the hot dog guy.
Yeah, right. No way.
See, y'all do know the Indian Head?
Yeah.
Where you jump off?
Yeah.
That just went for sale, that property.
Really?
Yeah.
Goat Island got sold.
Did it?
It did.
Huh.
I remember seeing that now.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I'm kind of like, who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
What are you going to do?
Just doesn't mean anything to me.
Though, man, because you know people are still going to want to go up there and
jump.
Well, charging.
It's like
sign a waiver.
It's like my buddy that bought the Welty Falls property. You know, everybody was mad because he gated it up. But if you bought it, heck, you don't want people. I mean, you know.
Well, they trash it up.
That's the worst.
That's the problem. Like,
go down there and
I think he would have been okay.
The county stuff.
Mm-hmm. All them county boys.
The county boys doing drinking beer and whatever else.
I will tell you this: county boys are not litterers.
That's
really
that doesn't seem accurate.
All right,
I haven't never been.
It goes both ways, both county and city guys.
Why is this county roads just full of stuff?
Trash?
Just a few bad ones, man. They lower their tailgates down, just take off driving, dude. Just blows everything.
That's all of them. That's all y'all.
No, it's not me.
I saw you pulled in here. When you pulled in here, I saw stuff coming out of the back there. I think a whole Sprite bottle and some Doritos came out.
Two times. Okay, I've lived
Sneaky
in two different
reference.
Places.
Sneaky Pete. Yeah.
I've lived in two places in the last 12 years, okay?
Yeah.
And there's a sheriff's annex in between them.
Yeah.
I am one of the last houses to get rid of your beer cans before you get to that sheriff's annex.
Oh,
so I get a lot of beer
cans
in the
ditch
and Monster energy drink stuff and cigarette packs.
Yeah.
At my other house, I was the last house on the right before you got to the annex.
So you've been picking up beer bottles for a while now.
Yeah, for quite a while.
Can't do that anymore, though.
No. Wait, you telling me sheriff's office don't come out there and pick up trash?
Yeah, they do.
Do okay. they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how about
the prisoners?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a work release program. Work release.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think they take them to a different spot, like
every daily, day. Yeah. They? Yeah. Different spot every day.
As long as the business will buy their lunch, they'll go.
Huh.
I think that's right.
A business buys their lunch. Mm-hmm.
Huh. Like a donation thing, like the town, like a, like Jack's might pay for them a meal for them to pick up Holly Pond or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. I mean, I think it is.
Guess it's better than the the corn dogs. Y'all remember that? The corn dog sheriff? Not ours. No, where was that? Limestone or something?
That was Morgan County.
Was it Morgan?
And it was hot dogs.
I thought it's corn dogs.
No, it was
hot dogs. Where's our fact checker?
I like a corn dog.
Corn dogs.
Yeah. No, it was hot dogs, and they served it for every single meal.
Yeah, corn dogs.
Well, you're in jail.
Look it up, Tony.
Well, you're in prison, jail, man. I mean, you're not. Well, you want a filet?
Yes,
yeah. But, filet mignon, my lobster.
That's considered malnourishment, and then that turns into what is it? Torture. And just torture is against the law.
Look it up.
According to the ones overseas, I don't believe it. Overseas, they just eat like rice and stuff, like and drink water.
Oh,
them rough ones.
Prisons? The rough ones.
Yeah,
yeah. Like hey, Kazakhstan.
Mm-hmm. Those people are all like. As
you know a lot about those.
I watch a lot of the
Kazakhstan
jail stuff.
Prisons. What?
My grandfather. My grandfather. He said he when he was younger used to live right across the road from a prison in Brazil.
Yeah.
Right.
Brazilian prison.
And in Brazil, they'll line up. You get in trouble. Like if you did something wrong, then population. They'll put you in a room that's lined up with electricity, and they'll have water drop on the top of your head, and you have to stand the entire time. And he says you'll know when somebody falls over because a light will flicker in the house because they're all connected on the same grid.
Oh wow!
I was like, oh my gosh!
Sounds like an urban legend.
Nah,
it's probably legit in Brazil.
You think so?
I think
so.
They don't
mess around.
They don't have the Bill of Rights over there. No. Sorry.
I don't know. I can't say, but I'm going to say just because Tony's saying it that. What'd you get? Corn dogs, wasn't it?
No, hold on. Pulling up.
Oh, it takes him a long time when he's, you know? It's like, uh-oh.
It's on the third page of Google.
Yeah, like, whoops. Oh. It's got to say hot dog somewhere.
I seen people the other night, man, putting on Facebook about if we get blown away, at least I'm having my last good meal.
Yeah.
Did y'all eat good Saturday?
No.
Y'all didn't?
No.
Me either.
Who's eating good? No. We're all stressed out by all the weather fanatics.
If you had
going
one
crazy.
Last meal, though, what would it be? Like, if you could pick one thing, last meal, you're there. They're like, this is it, brother.
Sneaky Pete's.
It's 100% steak for me.
Steak?
Yes.
Who's cooking it?
Oh, I don't know. I've had a lot of good
steak. I think
that's
that's going to make a difference. Because, like, steak at Golden Corral.
Totally different.
Yeah. Good, but maybe different from.
Oh, hold on. Why are you talking crap about Golden Corral, man?
Because I know you steak. I know you love it so much.
Man,
what'd you find out?
It
on
is
the fact
corn
check?
Dogs.
Did you hear that?
It was
That's
corn
why,
dogs.
Yes.
And it took so long because he searched it with hot dog.
Yeah, I
sheriff.
Did.
And so nothing came up.
No, all I did was Morgan County Sheriff hot dog, and it was corn dogs.
Like,
corn
did
dogs.
You mean corn dogs?
That is exactly it.
Was feeding inmates corn dogs twice a day for weeks.
Wow. Yeah.
I would be happy.
My kids would love that.
Yeah, lying.
You know?
I don't know.
If I could get ketchup mustard.
People were losing weight. That's the thing.
That's a good question. Did you get any condiments?
Yeah, because if it's off-brand ketchup, it ruins it. No matter where it came from.
Or no ketchup.
Am I the only one that likes mustard on my corn dog?
No, I love mustard.
I do ketchup.
I was about to say,
I'm just mustard.
Yeah. Oh, no, just I do mustard. A line of ketchup.
I can do mustard. You can do a line of ketchup over there.
So I do the line of
mustard. That's why he's got the real stuff.
Yeah.
I bite, spread on.
What? You just pour it on the plate.
What do you mean?
Dip it. That's what I do.
But if I mean, last time I ate a corn dog, I had a packet of mustard.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Yeah.
See, I just squirt it.
Yeah, yeah, don't you just squirt it on there?
Yeah,
you're saying you on the dip in a big puddle.
Like a little squiggly.
Yeah, do boom.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, who's cooking it, Brandon, that steak? So you're not Golden Corral?
Connors.
Connors is good.
Big Mike's.
But is good for like last meal?
All
I would
steak?
Think there's got to be.
I don't know, man.
How big? What kind? What cut?
Oh, it's definitely the filet. Yeah.
Mignon.
Filet mignon.
Filet mignon. Mm.
Yeah. That's a Chrysler of steaks.
Baked potato.
Loaded
baked potato.
Yeah, we got to. I'm like,
I got to have cheesecake. Cheesecake, my dessert.
Gordon Ramsay always says, he's like, oh, filet mignon, that's a Chrysler of steaks.
I'm that a good thing or bad thing?
I don't know.
I'm like Chrysler. I don't mean, are they even around anymore?
Yeah.
Jason Chrysler cars. Dodge?
Yeah.
Is that who it is?
I mean, they're going out of business, but that's a different situation.
Chrysler is?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just selling out?
Yeah.
They might sell out, but they might just stop.
How can anybody
making...
believe anything you're saying at this point? After the corn dogs.
Checking this out right now.
Brandon, check this out. After the corn dog situation.
The Fiat organization, which owns Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep, are thinking about letting go one of those three companies, but they're still going to own them, and I think it's going to be Chrysler.
He says it so confidently, I believe it. He could say anything. Mm-hmm. I'd believe it.
All right. Hey, I guess that's a good... I guess I could be a politician, couldn't I?
The first summary says, no, Chrysler is not being sold. And the company that owns Chrysler... none of its brands are for sale.
They're shutting their factories down. Yeah, I'm not saying they're for sale. They're definitely closing out some of their
stuff.
What about Plymouth? Do they still make Plymouth?
No,
God, that's a good Plymouth.
Yeah,
yeah.
You don't see Plymouth
around much anymore. Mm. Or Pontiac's gone.
Gone. Yeah, Pontiac's been gone since 2007 or something like that. Yeah. 2008.
You own a Pontiac?
No,
I had one.
Yeah. Did you?
Grand Prix.
Yeah, it was a nice car.
It was.
Like the wide track. It had the Native American statue. Y'all remember that in the dealerships?
I don't actually.
Bill Smith used to have it for years. You know, it's like a wooden carved. I don't know if it's wooden. It seemed like it was carved statue. I think they had them in all the dealerships. Anyways, all right, steak for Brandon. What's your last meal, Tony?
Oh, probably. Tacos, authentic tacos.
What's authentic to you? Yeah. Authentic. You're going to Mexico to get it?
Authentic Mexican tacos.
Okay.
And it's got to be at least 8 tacos, and it's got to be 4 al pastor and 4 steak. Everything on it.
Jacob, you get that?
Nah, I was thinking like a number 7 from Taco Bell. With mild sauce. Mongolian beef.
No hot.
Go fire, chains, baby.
Fire. Might as well go Diablo at that point.
Yeah.
Hey, their fire sauce though is actually just—it's not really hot. It's got a good flavor to it.
It does.
It's probably the best. Like Diablo sauce
is the same thing.
The fire,
and the mild.
I'm gonna try it. I always go mild, hot Diablo.
Do you pour it on your taco, or do you just squirt it in your mouth and take a bite?
Never.
Wait, what?
I would never do such a thing.
You know how he's talking about how he's baking his corn dog. Yeah. Yeah.
He goes, spread, bite.
Would y'all please not bake corn dogs on this show? Gee whiz, guys.
Mongolian beef.
Are y'all taking this?
From PF Chang's.
Mongolian beef.
White rice, soy sauce.
Yeah? Do you do the soy sauce straight in the mouth?
Yeah, I do, and then I just give me some rice. And then I start drinking out of the little one that's on the table.
Do you say PF Chang's?
Yeah.
Where? Like which that. One?
I just go right there to Huntsville.
Ridge Street. To me, it's not as good as the one in Birmingham. Yeah. Have you noticed? There's a quality difference.
I worked in Birmingham so long, man. I can't even stand to drive through there. You know?
I feel you. I'm just saying, though, there's a noticeable difference.
Yeah. Oh, I've ate that one. Yeah. Summit. Yeah.
Summit PF Chang's is better than.
That is true.
Bridge Street PF Chang's.
Yeah, I have eaten that one, actually.
Yeah. They're both pretty good, though.
Hmm.
Remember Copeland's?
No. Y'all, where was it?
Huntsville.
Yeah.
No. Copeland's.
Yeah, it was what was that exactly? It was in Huntsville, but for some reason it closed, but it was always good. And it's a Louisiana
place.
What's
it like the South End?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember that when I was in high school.
Yeah.
It was great. And it was like all of a sudden just shut down.
It did. It's a Louisiana base. But I never understood that. I don't know if like the owner.
They got gator bites there?
They had a bunch.
They got that camp. It was a high end.
Kind of like Daryl's, if y'all remember Daryl's in Huntsville years and years ago. Had the airplane you could sit in.
Really?
Yeah, inside of there. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, it was like you had like one booth that was in an airplane that was kind of like yeah. sitting over toward, because there was an upstairs in there.
Yeah.
And you oh. could see the other people.
Brandon, you're over by a new restaurant now.
Yeah. Tacos, in fact.
Tacos.
Taco Market.
Where are you? You just moved in. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah. So we are right above there in the second floor.
Yeah.
Opened a new business called Maven Mortgage.
Yeah. And are you excited?
Yeah. We're pumped.
And y'all are over in the Warehouse District.
Mm-hmm. We are.
And you got Taco, what's it called?
Taco Marg.
Just opened.
Taco Marg. Was that short for margarita?
I think so. Yeah.
Taco Marg.
Taco Bar, right?
I've been calling it Taco Mark.
Have you? I've been Taco Marge, like the Simpsons Marge.
I've heard people say
yeah,
Marge.
Yeah, Taco Marge. I may go
I think
with
it's
that.
Marg.
Hey, Marge, fact check that. That's what we need, Marge.
Marge. Is that what you would name her?
Yeah. So you're up there where the lots are.
Yeah. So do you hear the music? Is the music playing all day?
You can't hear it from, you know, our office, but
yeah.
We exit the car. It's got the last little jazz.
Got the jazz
going.
Tunes going.
Yeah, you're good.
That's awesome.
Okay. I like that.
That's a great place.
We had Christmas
great
pictures up there one time with Santa Claus. Was
did
up
you
there.
Really?
Yeah, and it was actually above where Rumors was. And overlooking right there is the prettiest spot. And like looking back towards the town where mm-hmm. y'all are at, like where Garrison's got some of those offices.
What do you mean?
That's where we are.
Are you? Yeah. Okay.
That's where they are.
It's really pretty. Just where you're looking at that.
Out the window?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. It is. It's really pretty.
Nice.
Yeah.
It is.
Garrison has a big conference room just right across from our office.
Okay.
And, but you can see out over the street from those windows.
It is. It's
very cool.
Yeah.
We'll have to come by and check it out.
Yeah.
It's Christmas time, man. It's like,
it's gonna be great.
When we went, it was just, everything was lit up.
Who controls that music?
Mm.
Like a DJ? Like, you mean, is there a DJ like
oh my God,
playing?
Michael. No. Like, I just want to know who
somebody's DJing
it though.
Got the playlist,
something. Yeah, yeah, they got something.
I want
it's
that
always
job.
Playing.
It's always playing.
Always playing.
Dude, I
so does it
job.
Stop and ask, like, is anyone still listening? Right?
Yeah, hopefully they got the ad free first.
Yeah. You never know.
Hey, they ought to put a
it's
jukebox
never not been playing
out there that's hooked up to it.
A jukebox, so you could kind of control it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's
no,
Wild Wings?
No. Yeah. No.
That
because
might get out of hand.
You're going to have some of these people.
Whoa. Some of these people, what?
Some
playing
of them
there?
County people.
What kind of music? Yeah.
If you let me finish,
let's hear
Michael.
It, Tony.
You're going to have some of these people that's going to play Baby Shark 15 times.
They're
in
not going to have Baby Shark on the jukebox?
Yeah, no. I'm talking about like John Deere Green.
Or would you like to listen to Neon Moon 20 times in an hour? No.
What is Neon Moon?
I would say you put like a...
Brooks, oh, so I'm the one that you people, you don't even know who what Neon Moon is. That's Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn. So you're saying you don't want to hear any of that.
It was a terrible song.
I can listen to
it
at least once or twice while driving, but I'm not listening to
never,
it 20
I never
times.
Heard it
while you're shocked.
On a neon.
Hold on. We're going to get struck, Jacob. Jacob, we're getting struck down. They didn't copyright us.
You'd have to put a minimum on the songs. Like you'd have to put like a one. You could only play it once.
Yeah, yeah.
Times
it has to be like that.
You know what? Buffalo Wild Wings, they have
that
jukebox.
Yeah. Have you noticed how it works though, Brandon? Like,
yeah.
They play the crappiest songs they have so that somebody is forced to put money in it.
Yeah. And you can do it, you know, you can do it from
it's a
app
marketing
too.
Strategy.
Yeah.
So we were going there, you know, our office used to be on the south end. So we'd go there. At least once a week, usually just grab something quick.
Yeah.
And every time we'd go in there, we'd be in there with some death metal guy and they would always play like this constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just like the whole time.
Yeah.
I was like,
that was me. Okay. That was me. No.
It was uncanny.
It's
every
kind of
time
funny because,
we
like, yeah, we have Kiwanis meetings there sometimes and or a lot of times, and usually during the prayer, somebody gets White Snake or something jamming.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, you got some people though in there with you, right? Who's in there with you?
Yeah, so you got myself, you got Josh Campbell who just ran all around
Forrest
Coleman.
Gump.
Yeah. Oh, Forrest Gump.
All around Coleman to
he
finally
came in
come
here.
Home. He
was
did,
in here.
He did.
Yeah.
He ran through
that.
Here.
I
thought he was going to get a little more in camera,
yeah.
But I think it was just too much going on in the beard and hair. You know, you can only kind of see him bumble
the long
in.
Version's awesome.
Yeah,
He did a good job.
He did. Yeah, I pushed him to put the whole thing together.
Like,
you
got
to put this whole thing.
That's a lot
of
time.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, you know it is.
Yeah.
So we got, Josh Phillips, Josh Campbell.
Yep. Josh Phillips,
mm-hmm.
Good guy right there.
Great guy.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to him over at the, I call it the Gentleman's Club, but he said, don't call it that. That
Pin
has
high.
A different.
Pin High.
That, yeah, Pin High. Yep. different connotations there.
Yeah.
I'd like to check that place. I need to go.
It's cool. It's cool. Yeah. It's cool.
Membership's available.
Because I don't have.
Or you can go with a guest. I'll take you.
Hey, I want to go with you. Yeah. Because I ain't got my rack and cue card no more either.
No. No.
Just go hit the golf sim.
Yeah.
Can you bring your own clubs?
Hmm? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have your own clubs? Are they better than what is there?
Do you have a set of clubs, Michael?
I'm asking. No. I've never seen you.
Do you wear golfing? Golf shoes at Top Golf?
Tony. Oh, God, right. No.
I'm wearing golf shoes at Top Golf.
I don't bring my golf clubs.
Hey, they got great food at Top Golf, by the way.
They do, don't they, man?
They really do.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Yeah. I've got an incident I had there.
Oh.
I don't know if I should just say.
Well, you done open that
Move
book.
On.
You got to read that chapter.
Well, I'll say this. It was an innocent thing that maybe could have seemed not so, but a drink was ordered, like a Coke and rum or something. And my wife got a Coke or something, and my son at the time was 11 or something, and he got a Coke. So they all kind of looked the same.
Oh,
they brought two big ones for the regular Cokes, and then the mixed drink was in a small glass.
Oh, you going to jail now?
Yeah, I know.
that would be an easy mistake.
Right?
You're thinking the little one for the
he
kid.
He thought the little one was his, and he kind of reached for it, and the waitress said, "You can't give him any of that." And I just said, "What?" I was up there golfing, you know? And I looked back and I was like, "Oh, put that down." But, you know. Oh,
man.
Yeah.
But that's it.
It was nothing happened, but that's still. Yeah.
He never took a sip, right?
Nah. No.
He would have spit it out, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, what is this?
Yeah. He says, no.
Dad, this Coke is flat.
This Coke is terrible.
Glug, 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 glug.
It's like, well, we're going to have a refill.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we get another one of these, please?
He wants to
keep them coming.
He spilt a little on him towards the end.
I feel like that was more their mistake than mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should have been identified a little better.
Yeah.
I think you would set the mixed drink in front of an adult.
Right.
Like, this is the mixed
That's
drink.
What I was thinking, too. Kind of put that away. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Well, why are they giving the mixed drink small?
Because you can't get like a huge
Yeah, what are you going to get?
I want a big cup.
32 ounce.
If I'm getting a Coke and rum, I want a 32 ounce Coke and rum.
No, you're not. You're falling off.
I was supposed to
say,
fall off, I'm having a great trip.
I don't think you have to worry about clubs if you're going to drink a 32 ounce Jack and Coke.
Yeah.
You'll be hitting with a left handed set before it's over with.
So, yeah.
Hey, my golf game got a little bit better.
My hand. Josh Phillips, a good guy.
Yeah,
we talked to him over at Penn High. Who else did you say?
Yeah, him and Campbell, and then Zeb Josh Smith. Campbell.
Zeb Smith, another good guy.
Oh, I love Zeb.
You know Zeb. We talked to him up on top at the Real Estate Rendezvous.
Yeah, right.
Sure. Remember that?
I play golf. That's one of the guys I play golf with sometimes.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Is he one of your golfing buddies?
Zeb. Yep.
Yeah, good guy. We had a lot of fun up there at the Real Estate Rendezvous.
Real Estate Rendezvous.
Okay, so y'all's advertisement, I've been seeing and liking it. Where y'all do it. Yeah, we're like, y'all are on the porch and stuff. And
y'all got another
walking through them.
That was like 6 months ago.
No, I'm talking about like Zeb was with somebody like Josh the other day.
Yeah,
they were walking through.
Yeah,
like video. And,
oh, you got another one?
Dude, open houses.
Yeah, open houses. Yeah, but they're creative. It's
good. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like they were both on the front porch.
Then they filmed one talking about me.
Did they?
Yeah, lying about my golf handicap. Which I did not lie about.
Oh,
for the record.
Okay. You are the one.
I'm terrible.
Okay.
Are you bad? Are you a bad golfer?
I mean, I golf like 3 times a year. Yeah. I do like it, but it's just not.
So the answer is yes.
You're in it for the just the being.
I can't say
you're
anything
for the competitive. Success.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm good enough to hang.
I'm not playing scrambles.
Yeah, scrambles are the best for
me. Baseball. That's it. If you're just
shank it, you're like
black men that don't play a whole lot. That's the funnest way, man.
I was talking to a buddy recently, and I said, he's been playing a lot of golf. And he's like, yeah, I'm not too good, though, but it's just not as awkward if I ask you to go take a walk with me. You know, and I said, I'd take the walk, man. Where are we going? You know, let's go take it. What's the difference? Go
You're
walk
so
around.
Odd, Michael.
What? You don't take a walk, Tony?
Two men don't take walks unless it's Thanksgiving and your cousins and y'all doing something else.
What? That is absolutely ridiculous.
Jacob knows what I'm talking about.
That is absolutely ridiculous. Jacob, you telling me you wouldn't go on a walk with me if I asked you to?
Yeah, I'd go.
See?
Yeah.
Brandon? Sure.
I mean,
why?
Why?
You go,
why?
Y'all, we'll just walk down
to the warehouse office district, to Penn High and hang out.
Well, I mean, if we're going, so like, hey, you want to go get some food? Let's go walk there.
I'm
the guy that'll be walking with you too, and somebody else will be coming towards us, and I'll grab your hand.
Oh man!
Okay, like, not walking with him.
Yeah.
People don't ask me to go on walks much. Yeah, like
and you know what doesn't sound good too? If you're like, hey, let's go take a walk to Sneaky Pete's.
Ooh,
that doesn't sound real good.
Yeah, but Sneaky Pete's all the way in Dodge City.
It's a long walk.
That's a long walk.
We can walk out there.
Like golfing.
Yeah, just golfing.
The difference between the thing about Michael, the thing about golfer. When you're going to go golf, or at least when I go golfing.
Golf clubs. I'm not dragging a cooler with my golf clubs.
When I go golfing, my buddies, we carry some beers and we go golf.
Y'all walk?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Y'all walk?
No, we use the golf cart. You crazy?
No. Yeah. What about the hand cart?
That seems
like a good deal.
It does make life a lot easier.
Michael, you're just a lot healthier than some of us.
Why not use the hand cart?
No, because I'm going to use the golf cart.
Well,
I have a bad knee. I'm going to use the golf cart.
Yeah, we played in this scramble this past week, actually, and it was in Birmingham, and it was cart path only.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
Dude, I'm with you.
What do you mean? What's wrong?
So, cart path, you can't get off on the fairways. You can't get, your cart has
your
to
Your cart is yeah. on the
So, when
side
you shank
walk.
One way left, you're like,
you gotta walk.
just leave it. Are you just...
Yeah.
Those golf carts, if you leave the cart path, it won't let you go but about
shut
a couple
down.
Of feet, and then you gotta back,
some
back
kind
up
of GPS
and get back
on
in
the
it. It does. It's like...
And you gotta back up in the zone.
Yeah.
And then take back off. So, if you get up close to a green, it just stops you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's... Pretty neat. It's aggravating, but it's neat.
Yeah.
Thankfully, Chesley Oaks ain't like that.
No.
All right. Well, it sounds like you got a good setup going on. You're over in the warehouse district.
Yeah.
And what do y'all just hang out up there? Talk about golf? Play golf? What are you doing up there?
Two mortgages. Yeah.
All right.
No, it's good. Yeah, it's been a good ride.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah.
Sounds like you've been doing this for a little while, haven't you?
A little while. This is into my 20th year.
No kidding.
Wow.
That doesn't seem right.
I know. It doesn't.
20 years of mortgage lending?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Wow.
We got some experienced people there. I mean, we got Phillips is 15 or 16.
No way.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
Got another guy named Scott.
You know what I mean? Like people you can trust. Yeah. No one's been around here forever. You know.
Scott's over in Marshall County. He's with us, and he's got 20 plus years too, 22, 23. So we got some good people. Yeah.
Man, sounds cool. We'll have to come by and check it out and eat it.
Taco Marg. Get us a couple of rum and cokes.
Is that what you're doing, Tony?
Not corn margarita.
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
I'm not saying I have a problem.
He's got a problem.
Tony's like, I only drink.
I want the 32 ounce.
Yeah, the 32 ounce the margarita. Big gulp.
Big gulp. Man, I'll drink an elephant a beer.
What?
Elephant's foot. Have you ever had elephant's foot?
No.
No, I did not.
What is that?
Get that.
So it's a giant, it's their biggest glass. It looks like an elephant's foot.
Hmm. I don't believe you.
Margaronas has got. I know Margaronas has got an elephant's
that
foot.
Like a behind the counter kind of thing. Like you got only.
No,
ask,
I mean,
you can only ask in Spanish. Is that like a secret?
No, you can.
Like a secret menu.
Can I get an elephant's foot?
Yeah, the secret menu.
He's googling this.
He's googling to make. He's fact checking himself. He doesn't even know. He's like, is that such a
Mexican
thing?
I'm looking at the size.
Exactly,
man.
Giraffe. Yeah.
Well, Jacob, how's the neck?
Man, I'm hanging in there like a hair on a biscuit.
Nice.
I still ain't got my machine yet. I'm waiting on that. So,
yeah.
You're getting a mechanical neck?
Yeah.
That's right.
I'll push a button and it'll
like Iron Man.
Y'all remember that He-Man character, Mecha Neck? Y'all remember him?
No. Somebody was calling me that metal neck.
Yeah. Now you know where it came from.
RoboCop.
Oh, yeah.
It's classic.
Yeah.
You know RoboCop?
RoboCop was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
That was Terminator.
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 RoboCop. I've seen that.
There was There's the remake, and then there's the old lady's one.
Who's the who was the main guy in the old
God,
one?
Golly, the actual actor
for the RoboCop? Actor? No,
I don't
really,
nobody knows.
Sure. Yeah,
I know. I've seen
that. The metal bald dude, right?
Yeah.
Do you know, as funny as it is that I don't really watch a whole lot of TV, like movies and games and all that? My grandmother had 3 video stores when I was growing up.
Oh, like wow. Rental, like video rentals?
Gunnersville, Arab,
Hollywood. Really? Mm-hmm. What were they called?
Picture Show.
Picture Show.
Mm-hmm. Was the name. Yeah. And she rented out like consoles and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think I just got burned out on it as a kid, you know, because we would go there. We would go to Gunnersville there a lot. She was like in the main part of town. So that's all there was to do was play the games. But older movies I've seen because they used to have to watch them. Like my grandmother at night would have to watch them to see if she wanted to buy or how many copies she wanted to get. Because you remember that was back VHS stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
and listen, I didn't mean to be laughing about your grandma's stores. I just thought that the name sounds just like, man, just half an inch away from like a peep show.
Oh, yeah. They had tanning beds.
Oh, yeah.
She had some.
Is there a connection there? Did you have a peephole back there?
But I like I still, man, that smell, some of that sun.
The
sun scan.
Oil.
Sun oil. Yeah. That smell reminds me.
I worked at Mover Gallery.
Really?
Yeah, in college and
where? What's
it? Crazy. It's Tuscaloosa.
That's good. Awesome. What year?
I had actually in ARAB for a little while
in
during
ARAB?
The summer. Yeah,
and in Tuscaloosa, home, yeah. Movie gallery. Where was it in Tuscaloosa? The movie gallery.
There were several.
So there were multiple locations.
Yeah.
Did you work at all the locations?
2 or 3 of them. Yeah.
What year?
Kind of like movies. Oh, this is like 98, 99 through 2002.
I might have seen you there.
It's possible.
I bet.
Did you rewind?
Every time. Okay. I bet I saw you there.
That's very possible.
50 cents or something, wasn't it, if you didn't rewind?
Oh, yeah. Now they charge you. Yeah. They were hoping you didn't rewind.
We had this thing stuck up in there and it did it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. You got to think back.
We were like
then,
Blockbuster stepchild. You know?
Yeah. You'll know what I'm talking about.
Blockbuster had the really nice movie gallery. Was like,
movie gallery. Yeah, but it was a little cheaper, too.
It was a little cheaper, though.
I love those places, man.
Yeah, I did too.
Going into
that was
a flashback.
Was there for Blockbuster?
Places don't exist.
Yeah, Blockbuster was.
It's over there by Payless used to be.
Yeah, he'll tell you though. Like my grandmother would get like a copy of the movie while it was like at the theater.
Yeah, before
you got to preview it,
and you watch it, and the whole time it goes across the bottom. It's giving you all these copyright warnings and all this. Yeah.
Do not duplicate.
Yeah, because if she didn't like the movie. Yeah. She might only get like 4 of them or something.
Oh, so she was kind of the DJ of the time, the video DJ.
They actually watched them. Like, yeah, she.
You know what's crazy too is how much you had to pay for those.
What do you mean?
They were expensive? I know they're about $100 a piece.
Oh, yeah, like $100, $200
to preview it.
No.
To have a copy to rent.
Because then you rent it out.
Because back then too, it was about 3 months or so. It wasn't like now.
Before it came to the public,
right? Yeah, before it came out to you.
So how many times did you have to rent it before you made money?
I think new releases were like $3.
Yeah, they're like $3-4 per night to rent it, or maybe 2 nights or whatever. I don't remember. But
my grandma,
I mean, you have to rent it probably 15, 20 times
before
just to
you're
make
even
your money
breaking
back.
Even.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
Per copy. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. They were expensive.
And they were like, it was crazy. It wouldn't like you to go pay $20 for it.
That's what I thought. No.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Like if a really big hit come out,
yeah,
she might actually get like 10 of them.
Yeah, 10, 20
copies. She would actually just have one copy up there and say, don't bring this. I have them.
What's a movie you remember there being like 10 of them? Batman. I bet they had a lot
all
of that.
All the Blockbusters. Yeah, I mean, all the ones that were like major
Titanic.
Movies. Titanic was probably four rows of Titanic.
Four rows. And it was a double, wasn't it?
It probably
it was.
Double
tape. Probably like double tape.
It is a double tape.
Green Mile.
Yeah, open that thing up, that case.
Yeah.
One on each side.
Yeah, one on each side.
Yeah. Part one, part two.
Yeah.
Lonesome Dove was like 3 movies.
Yeah. I like they had the NR section. You remember that?
Yeah,
like
the not rated.
You'd find all kind of weird sci-fi.
We watched
it. Was watching Michael. God,
no, it wasn't creepy. It was just like
just
off the wall indie stuff or something.
Yeah. Okay, it's actually I know what you're talking about. The not rated. Yeah. I mean, it's like they almost don't know what to put it at.
Yeah,
Pulp Fiction would kind of be like a movie like that.
Was it
not rated? Where it's
I think it was
because it's got a little bit of every kind of scene.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's got.
It gets weird.
Yeah, it's if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking
it's
about.
Quentin Tarantino,
in the pawn shop.
Oh yeah,
pretty much everything he does is a little.
Because I think you even have to go past. I think not rated's worse than R
No. The ones I'm talking about were not bad like that.
Okay.
I think you're thinking like NC-17 or something.
Yeah.
It may be.
NR was just like they didn't have the money to pay to get reviewed.
Like Cisco and Ebert.
Yeah.
You remember that? Cisco and Ebert.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, that's digging back into the vintage.
That was before. What's the one now? The Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah. Do y'all look at that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I do.
What's the, like, do you have a number where you're like, okay, I'll go see it if it's.
I always go by audience score.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Critics. Yeah.
Never. Like, you never, like, maybe they got it
sometimes,
wrong.
Sometimes the critics do get it wrong.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the audience. Like, do you ever think, like, man, these guys don't know? The critics.
There's enough of them. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll watch a trailer. I just see the trailer. I watch it for myself.
Trailer sometimes the best parts of the movie.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, that's one reason why I'm starting to refrain myself from watching a trailer now. It's because they'll put all the only best parts in the trailer. And then you get so hyped for the movie, you're like, well, this sucks.
You know what's funny about that?
It's like
is?
That was every joke in the movie right there or whatever. Right there.
Of all my friends, the one that gives away the most spoilers, right here, this guy. Tony. And he's the one saying he doesn't want to get the trailer to spoil him. Man, Tony will give a he'll tell a spoiler.
People used to do that too on Bachelor and stuff.
Yeah.
They'd be like, yeah, I remember like girls back in school be like, oh my gosh, Tommy won. Tara, you know, so
and
so.
And you were getting mad. You're like, I haven't watched
my DVR yet.
Yeah. You know, it's like, my mom's got internet. It's like, oh God, she just didn't look it up. You know?
Tony's like, this doesn't have anything to do with the story, but
well, I imagine and then he, like, gives he would them, give like, up the
so do y'all like to know the end of the movies before you go?
The only thing one that I've done that with is House of the Dragon.
Okay. My wife loves to know. She hates to be in suspense.
Really? Yeah. See, I like the suspense.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I want to know the end and what's happening, and then I'll enjoy it better. And I was like, I cannot enjoy it if I know it. Like I want
no mystery.
Yeah.
Interesting.
See, I don't know. I have to have the mystery, I think.
The
only thing I look
up
that
guy's like crying for the Green
like
Mile.
The Marvel
guy.
Films.
Like, don't
you take John Carpenter.
Which one are they showing for the next?
Screen. If there's an end credits scene.
I'm like, something's going to happen. Power's
because
going
half the time,
out.
Like, I got to go to the bathroom.
I got to go. Yeah, we love the Marvel series. That was good for us.
Y'all are big Disney folks.
Yeah, it's kind of tailed off here. Recently, but yeah.
Why? Kids getting older? Or what
that,
do you think?
That, and it's just so expensive.
It's not cheap.
No, it's not cheap.
Man.
We just have a great hookup to, you know, stay pretty, my parents owned condo.
Oh, so you had like
timeshare?
Yeah.
You know, so we could stay very inexpensively.
That helps a lot.
Yeah,
right off the bat.
And we had annual passes, and they were back where they were like $600 or $700 a piece.
Yeah.
Per person, you know,
but you could go. But if you went,
we go 2-3 times a year.
But if you went three times, did you make?
Oh, if it went twice,
if you went twice, you made it.
Oh yeah,
you made your money back.
Yeah. If you went more than that, you were doing good. But now they're so expensive, and it's just
what are they like now?
I mean, they're like $1,200-$1,500
per person,
and then yes, for an annual pass. If you go now, you're dropping. I mean,
over
$5,000 to $10,000,
yeah,
easy.
Yeah.
It's, yeah,
that's a lot. But you got to rent that movie a lot of times to get there, right?
But we do enjoy. I mean, we took up kids a lot when we were when they were younger.
I remember that. You told me that before. Disney's a pretty cool place. I mean, once you're there, you know, I mean, it's
you get
neat.
In, I mean, yeah.
Oh yeah,
and everything's just so a la carte now. It's like you got to pay for.
So they nickel and dime you.
Yeah,
you feel like.
I used to be. You know, the fast passes were included. You got 3 a day, and now you got to pay for it. It's just. Everything's just like
some of them lines are long too.
Yeah. And you pay it. 30 seconds, I mean, I pay it because I don't want to wait in line.
You don't want to wait in line. Yeah.
I don't want to spend that kind of money and not get to ride stuff. So I pay the money.
Last time I went, it was not too long after I'd had my hip surgery. So I was like, man, I'm going to get this wheelchair.
Oh, we should have got the pass.
Well, Hold up. That's what you were doing that week?
That's right. It's in Disney.
Disney World.
So I got the wheelchair. Okay. They'd run out of the electric ones. Because at first I was like, I don't need that. you know.
Should have gone on the left.
You're like, Salada, yeah. So then I got the wheelchair. That was a terrible mistake. I couldn't even get up the dang hill from where some guy, I felt bad because I was fairly mobile, but just not for the long stretches.
Yeah.
Some guy saw me struggling up the hill because I really just didn't know how to work it mainly. Yeah. And this really nice guy comes, oh, let me help you. Yeah.
He was like 85. He was like,
yes.
I'll get you, son.
Yes. Let me help you out there. It was terrible.
I put about 17 miles today.
Yes.
You roll around in this.
Yeah. I got the electric scooter after that, yeah, man. You just honk that horn and go to the front of the line. Yeah,
you run some people's toes.
Did you get the pass,
though?
Yeah.
Did you get the pass?
Yeah, I was breaking in line.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're not breaking, but they you come up here and, yeah, you know.
The past.
Yeah. If you don't do that, you're going to stand in line for like three rides the whole day.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Which park did you go to?
That's what I was going to ask too.
The main one, I guess.
Magic Kingdom.
The main one.
Okay, so Disney is Magic Kingdom. Is that the animals?
No, it's Animal Kingdom.
How are you saying?
We've been to Magic Kingdom there.
How are you saying the one with the castle is not the main one, Tony?
Anybody
who knows Disney knows what I'm talking about.
Name.
I want to know how much it costs them to do that light show at night.
Fireworks?
Billions.
Dude, that is crazy. Billions. You know where they light up the castle and it's got all that stuff playing and stuff.
They're a multi.
Yeah, but they project on it.
Oh, wonder what that setup.
I mean, you get what you pay for.
You do. That's one of my favorite things. Is that you get some entertainment when all that goes on. You know,
yeah, the
like
nighttime,
that.
The fireworks and
the
stuff.
The fireworks are legit every time.
We saw it at the one what's the one that has all the international places?
Epcot.
Okay.
Clearly. Yeah, he's clearly not Disney.
Let me tell you something. That fireworks show was pretty cool.
Oh, it's awesome.
I bet. I know, tell.
The newest one is awesome, too.
Is it? What's the newest one?
I don't know what the name of it is, but it's...
Tony? You didn't jump all over him?
Hollywood Studios?
No. At Epcot. Their new name. I forget what it
is. No, it's still called... I'm pretty sure it's still
Tony's
called
Tony's nice to the guests.
No, I mean the nighttime when I was spectacular. Oh, has
I
don't a name.
Yeah, I haven't been something. Since I was 21. So
oh, yeah,
that was only 2 years ago, dude.
That was 10 years. That was 10. Let me tell you something. I went there for a college trip, and on that college trip, they're like, you can't drink. I was turning 21 while we were in Epcot.
Mm. Yeah,
and there's a thing that you do in Epcot is drink around the world, and I couldn't do that because it's considered a college trip.
Did you walk
trip.
With guys around there?
Yeah.
See, the thing is, I separated from the group, and I was like, I'm gonna sneak off. And
you're looking for that elephant shoe.
A lot of the college kids were like, "Hey, we don't care if you drink," but there was a chaperone there that was so strict.
Nah,
if he would have saw me, it would have been over with.
But you were 21.
Yeah,
they're like, you still can't drink.
But that's not the rule.
You can't drink. They would have.
You went to college, like. Sponsored trip.
I know you're the chaperone, but I also know you're driving. I'm getting a beer. That's what I would say to the chaperone.
Oh, well, you're driving.
Wait, you would have said what?
I would have said, I'm getting a beer. I'm 21, and I know I'm not driving. I know you are because you're the chaperone. So, yeah, I really would.
Guys, Brandon Snyder has been talking to us. He's got the new business, Maven Mortgage, over by, let's just say, the Warehouse District.
Yeah.
Everybody knows where that is. Yeah.
You'd be surprised, actually. Be like, where's that?
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So downtown like, you know, Coleman.
The Fest Hall, the big
near the Fest Hall.
Yeah. Depot Park.
Depot Park.
Great dude. Great group of guys. I know most of them pretty well.
Yeah.
Great guys. Maybe we'll have some of the other ones on, too.
Yeah.
Are y'all going to have another real estate? What does it call it?
Real estate rendezvous.
We probably will. We may rebrand it some, but yeah.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah. We went live there.
Yeah.
Really? I think it was our first on location live.
Yeah.
Top of the climb. You know, so the Taco Marg, their plan is to build that second level patio, right? That will overlook.
Like an overhang?
Overhang their current patio.
Okay.
It'll cover it, but it'll be another level.
Nice.
And you'll be able to overlook like that have street, that view. Look down through Depot Park.
It's
going to
be like the one at Gatlinburg.
It'll be awesome.
Where Loco Taco or whatever it's called in Gatlinburg.
I don't know it.
You can actually, they raise up garage doors and you just walk out onto the porch thing.
Really?
Yeah, you're right there at Gatlinburg.
Now, the restaurant won't be up there. Really neat. You know, it'll still be on the main floor, but you'll be able to, you know, get your food and walk up there like you do at the
club.
It'll be awesome.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I guess that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You've been watching Happy Neighbors. I'm Michael Sapp.
I'm Antonio.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Jacob.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. Good show, guys.
Two thumbs up.
I don't know why I yelled that. That was crazy.